the topic that Donna mentioned is finding our power. And I'm sure just the very mention of that word power just left the hair on your arms tingling, the hair on the top of your head straightening, your whole body went into a tension, everything about you just jumped into great leaps of joy because you started thinking and feeling, wow, power's all through me. Oh, well, you have come to the right place. You are having the perfect reaction. And trust me, I didn't plan to say any of that. So I would like to talk with us today about power and finding our power. Now, you and I are really, really powerful, right? Of course we are. We all know that. After all, we've all heard from our earliest years that we only use about, 5%, 10% of our brain power. And more recently, it's been discovered that we're implementing, would you believe, only about 1/3 of our DNA. So imagine what would happen if all of us like activated overnight the rest of our DNA, what kind of power would be in there. And remember Bill Bryson in his book last year, A Short History of Nearly Everything, informed us that each one of us has the equivalent physical energy, that is energy in our bodies, of 30 very large hydrogen bombs. And it's also recently been discovered that every one of our cells, and we've got roughly 100 trillion of them in our bodies, has approximately 1 volt of electrical energy. So my thought is if we put all that together, wow, 100 trillion volts of electrical charge in our body, 30 large hydrogen bombs worth of energy, a DNA that's just barely begun to roar, brain power that just has gazillions of levels to go before we reach our full potential, I'd look at us and say, wow, there's a lot of power. Now, you might look at that and say, yeah, there's a lot of unused power, and that's true too, but we're here to use it all. We're here to open to it. So I'm truly excited to invite you to hang out with me as we explore power. Now, those are statistics, physical statistics, statistics about the body, that was a good one, that we have come to know. But beyond the physical power, we have huge power everywhere else. For example, the power of the mind. You know, lately we understand that the mind has tremendous power. The power, for example, to generate specific effects like financial success or achievements, or the power to create our lives, create our destiny. In the law of attraction, where we usher in focused thoughts, intentions, affirmations, we invite creative outcomes into our lives. And it's the power of our minds, our thoughts, our focus that make that happen. We also have the power of prayer, not only to draw to us what we're asking for, but the power of prayer to heal others, to heal ourselves. Even, we read in some certain instances, where people have used prayer to change what would have been life's natural course of action for themselves or others. So it's no secret to any of us that we're powerful. We are powerful beings. Powerful, as I like to say it, dudes and dudettes of life. So, and actually it's really good that the phone is muted here because, you know, otherwise I would be so distracted by all your uproarious laughter, it would be really pathetic. So, I'd like to talk with us today, not so much about how powerful we are, I think we all kind of get that, but it's about where we can find power and how we can find that power that I'd like to have us spend our time. So I think few of us would dispute the, call it atomic power of our bodies or the amazing potential of our mind, but where we might start confusing each other is around two more gripping questions. Where do we find this enormous power? And this may be just a second way of asking the same question, how do we access its bounteous potential? How can we plug into its vast and unlimited resources? These are the all-important questions. So let's hang out together briefly. First, in the first question, where do we find life's remarkable power? And of course, just before we jump into that, I'd like to invite you to make this time as much of a personal experience as you would like. In other words, if this is about power as it is, let yourself open yourself to whatever way power wants to speak to you, whatever way power is in you, whatever way you are connected to power, and just let it be as much of an experience as something you hear. So if we really look at it, where is power? Power is literally everywhere. It's in our bodies, it's in our minds, as we've just discussed, but also it's in our hearts, the power of love. It's in our souls, the power of inspiration. It's in the creative energy field or aura around us, the very power of our energy and the energy of life. It's in the very air that we breathe, the power of prana, chi, elan. It's in our divine source, the power of essence. It's in our collective humanity, the power of our human family. It's in our unified light field, the power of light to create anything. It's in life itself. And I could go on and on, actually, but the point is, everywhere we put our focus, anywhere we put our focus, we find an enormous pocket of power, a resource that has the strength, the authority to create life, to preserve that life ingeniously, and even to destroy that very same life in order to make way for a bigger life. In fact, all of life seems to be about the business of creating itself anew every second. And that's power. And it does it both directly and indirectly. Indirectly, that is, through and as you and me and us, each one of us. Here's the way I tend to look at it, that you and I have, well, in our bones, in our psyches, in our spirit, that ultimate power of life. It's right here under our noses as we speak, and it's dangling right before our eyes as we spend this sacred time together, just opening to its manifestation, its appearance, its connection to us. That power of the universe pours itself into, expresses itself through so many forms. The form of air, for example. It pours itself into the world of energy, into the gravitational field, the electrochemical field, the electromagnetic field. It's present in the influences of the planets of our solar system, and indeed in the influence of all the stars and all the universes of all the dimensions of life. Power. Power, it's everywhere. And closer to home, that vast, intelligent, higher power of life splashes itself into you, into me, into us. It moves itself into presence and into expression through our thoughts, through our presence, and it completes its intelligent design every time we use that power, every time we open to it, become aware of it, witness it, create with it. Before we can look at the second question, how to find this power, let's open ourselves, though, to how we can prepare ourselves for that answer. That is, what kind of personal posture we need to be in to even address the question of where to find and how to find that power. So we've got powers here. It's everywhere. It's in us. It's outside of us. It's all around. It's in every breath we take. It's in every thought that sparks in our mind. But how do we access it? Well, that's such an important question that we need to be in a certain position in order to access it. In fact, I've come to think that we can only answer life's really big questions. You know, questions like, how can I uncover the vast, unlimited power that lives everywhere, when we're in a helpful position to receive the answer to that question. What I mean is this: so often, as you know, we're looking for linear or rational or cognitive approaches to the answer, wanting life to show it to us in terms that we're used to grasping, that we can readily grok. However, life has that coyote quality, as all of us have undoubtedly already discovered many times over. And life isn't always quite that cooperative. It doesn't always like to meet us on our turf, because our turf's a little narrower. Nope. Life always seems to want us to stretch ourselves to the answer, rather than the reverse. And I say, and forgive my dauntedness here, I say, bravo. Bravo for two reasons. First, because if we're really looking for the answer to this magnificent question, how do I find this power, we only want the answer in the first place so that we can expand ourselves into that power, so that we can move ourselves into life's next levels of awareness and experience. So, of course, our needing to stretch ourselves into those new levels is rightly an integral part of the very search for the answer. And second, bravo, because, well, we simply can't find the answer to any question of importance if we're looking to stay in our comfort zone. So, where is power? It's everywhere. It's in us. It's around us. How do we access power? Wow. We get out of our comfort zone. We stretch. So I have two suggestions for us. Invitations that might just help us find that special position, that just right posture so that we're ready to hear the answer, that perfect internal place setting, if you will, so that we can find the path to God's elusive but really all-present power. Ready for the first suggestion? I am. Here we go. You'll love it. It's this. Stop looking for an answer that you can understand. Oh, you just knew I was going to say that, didn't you? Stop looking for an answer that you can understand. Here's what I mean. If we're looking for power, or anything else for that matter, like, let's say, wisdom or unity or an over-the-forest perspective, it's important for us to grasp that we only find it in those mystical places, in the unknown and perhaps even unknowable realms, where it's purposely buried so that only those of us who really are committed to its discovery, really open ourselves to it, will find it. And you and I happen to be those people. So, we first and foremost stop trying. Stop looking, stop trying. That's right, just stop trying. Just like that. Whatever we're doing to become more powerful, we just stop. For example, and please go with me here only if it feels like your truth, because I may be expressing something that's contrary to where you're living. We stop intending. We stop affirming. We stop asking. We stop wanting. All of those approaches, while very powerful in their own way to a degree, at some point actually start holding us back from the ultimate answer, from the real power of life, because we get locked into their styles and we can't move beyond them into a bigger, bigger field. So we just stop trying. Then, once we've let go of trying or efforting, we stop thinking that we can access power, or again, anything else of true importance at all. Yes, within our regular, normal, call it human arsenal of gifts, ultimate power, while it's certainly and magnificently there, can't be discovered. In other words, we let go of every belief that we can do anything on our human end to find the answer. Well, now, that's just peachy and rosy, isn't it? I've just said to let go of all sorts of things, quit trying, quit looking. My second suggestion is this. This is a little more on the positive upswing. Open yourself to the mystery and the empty spaces of life, for that's where surely you'll find the answer, find the power. Ah, the sweet mystery of life. Here we spend decades educating ourselves in the masterful ways of human thinking, human succeeding, human creating, only to discover that, whoops, there's more. There's much more, and the more lies beyond the world of all our training and learning. The more lies in, if you will, a light-filled field beyond the giftedness of our mind. It lies in an invisible yet enticing world beyond our wills or desires. It lives in a magical realm of possibilities even beyond the creative intellect that we have. Yes, the more shows up to our consciousness only when we leap, take a big leap into the mystical, unbounded magnificence that lies on the other side of where we are. On the other side of a space that temporarily might feel like nothingness, beyond our ability to hold on to any seeming security, it lies past a time or a space of unknowingness, of seeming nowhereness, of emptiness. And so I'm suggesting that we take a leap, which is different, I think, from taking a hike. We take a leap from seeming security through the unknowing emptiness into where the bigger world, not only of power, but of unity and of wisdom and of truth and of dynamism and of magnificence and of the allness of life, happens to live. As we all know, the beauty of resting for a time in the precious but really misunderstood space of literal unknowing, that middle zone, is that it so richly, when we're there, even though it's painful, purifies us. It cleanses us. It fine-tunes us. It allows our consciousness to become assimilated into the larger, if you will, higher consciousness of life. It lets the dust of smaller thinking and tinier identity that we may have been with fall away from our awareness, and it allows us to awaken, usually slowly and gradually, but even that has some exceptions in its timing, to awaken to a larger self, to life in its grander design, and to the answer. Now, shall we get back to the question? How can we find this awesome power of life? See, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, gee, he posed that question in the first 2 minutes of this talk, and he's just stringing us along here. No, it's not true. How suspicious of you. I don't know how you could even think that way. So back to the question, how can we find this remarkable, amazing power of life? Yep, we're finally ready to take a good look at the question. At least I think we are. Now that we've stopped trying to find the answer, now that we've let go, quit efforting, and simply embraced the mystery of it all, we're ready to be led. Yes, to be led. Led through the mysterious force field of life's unknowable truth into that exact space, that exact spot, that all-important place where life's unlimited reserve of power lives. Are you ready? Are you there with me? Yes. Here's the answer. Right after this brief commercial. No, that's not true. Here's the answer. First, just to set the platform, let's briefly remind ourselves about the answer to the first question. Where is this amazing power? Well, that power is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's in me. It's in you. It's in everyone who's a part of this sacred moment. It's in the miraculous air that's giving life to your precious lungs at this time. It's in the love-generating earth that's sitting under your wise feet. It's in the stretching wings of the beauteous bird you saw soaring wondrously in the blue sky today. It's in your beautiful body, your magical cells, your electrically alive nervous system. It's out there and in there, in the essential being of all life. It's in the divine creative spark of life. It's literally everywhere. And it's anywhere that our gaze of the moment happens to have the pleasure of falling upon. And on the heels of the everywhereness, anywhereness of this awesome, higher, wondrous power of life, we find the answer to the second question, how can we find it? Here's the answer. We find this utterly wonderful power by letting it find us. Stick with me. We sink effortlessly into its mystical folds. We fall readily into its embracing arms. We selflessly let go and wisely let God. We give ourselves up to unbridled grace and its generously loving gifts. We use our last act of will to decide to forget about ourselves, at least ourselves as we've known ourselves, and let the absolute force and power of abundant life take us over. Like Luke Skywalker, we let the force be with us and become us and live through us. And we let ourselves become that all-powerful, all-wonderful, all-creative, all-empowering force or power of life. Then, as if this supreme act of letting go weren't enough, we let go even more, as much as we can. We let life lift us up into the highest realms of self that are possible for us in this moment. We forget, for a moment at least, for this moment, about the smaller, regular brand of self that we've come to think ourselves to be. And we enter bravely into the giant economy-sized brand, the family-sized brand, the industrial-sized brand of self. I knew you'd love that, I just had to say it. The brand of self that God knows us to be. The real self that lives beyond the rainbow of any sense of smallness. That is, we let ourselves be totally taken over by a bigger, wiser, all-knowing, wondrous, limitless, huge force called life, or perhaps called God, or universe, or Atman, or Brahman, or Allah, or Yahweh, or no name, or any name, and we cease to notice what we've only arbitrarily created as a line between us and that larger life, as yes, we become that life, or better said, we recognize anew that we always were that life, and have been life, and are life now and always. And in life, we notice power. Because we're life, we're power. The utter, indescribable power of all life. Not power as an object, like it's something outside of ourselves, or power as a possession, like it's something we have or don't have, but power that we can now access, notice, feel, experience, grasp, become in a new way. Power we discover now isn't distinct from life itself. We recognize that power, however we're feeling it, whatever our style of power is, that power is no longer a quality or an attribute. It is life. Power is life itself. And so, to be alive, as you are, I am right now, to be alive is to be powerful. To be alive is to experience the magical power of God's creation in every sacred moment and with every intake and outflow of breath. To be alive is to celebrate the creative juices of life in ourselves, in the lives of our friends, on the rich fields of Earth's maternal abundance. And to be alive in all of its amazing wonder means that power is flowing through our life-pulsing veins and filling our vast, undauntable spirit every moment and every second, like right now. So let's spend a moment together just being alive right now with everything that aliveness implies, with all the power that is a natural part of it. Feel in your veins, if you will, and in your heart and in your body, life's power right now moving and imparting life and life force and energy and vitality into every part of your body. Feel your body's joy as it experiences itself being made love to by life's awesome power. Feel your body merging with that life-giving power, becoming that power, feeling no separation, absolutely becoming vitalized as that power of life. Now, experience life's power, filling your own mighty spirit, expressing from your vastness its creative invitations to those around you. Watch those spirit-filled invitations of power that emanate from you enter the minds, the hearts, and the souls of your friends, your families, everyone around you. Observe as the wondrous power of your all-embracing spirit inspires them, sparks their aliveness, fills them with exactly what they need in that moment. And finally, awaken. Wake up right now to life, to God, to universe, to aliveness, as it is you, and you are it. If it feels right, gently say to yourself, I am life. I am its power. I am power. Power is me. What does that feel like? Can you feel power making love to you? Can you feel power inviting you into its warm, tender, remarkable embrace? Can you feel the power of life, of God, of everything, just taking you over, lifting you into itself, initiating you, if you will, into its wonder? Can you feel power as life, as you? Now, if you want, try this. Whisper into the inner ear of your own all-knowing awareness these words. Power is my body. Power is my emotions. Power is my thoughts. Power, my energy. Power, my soul. Power is my spirit. Power is everything I am and ever could be. I am power. What is that like? How does your deep self hear, take in those wise words? How is it that in the depth of you in this moment, you and life and its power are one? And finally, I request that you listen intently, but quietly, to the voice of power itself, power with a capital P, as its voice, which of course is bigger than any human form, whispers something to you right now. Something in the silence, in the inner quiet spaces of your heart or your soul, in the spaciousness of your spirit. Can you hear or sense or feel or intuit what that whisper is? Where does that power speak to you? Is it in the space around you? Is it in the inner soul of your own being? Does it speak in your body, in your cells, in your vibratory system, in your emotion, in your right brain, left brain, subconscious mind? Does it speak to you from the far resonances of the universe? Does it speak to you from way out in the multiple dimensions of life? Where do you hear it? And what is it saying to you? Wow. What a journey we've just taken. What power we've discovered. What life we've tasted together. What bigger realm of life's truth we've shared. My hope, of course, is that each of us has just had a deep personal experience, something meaningful, perhaps transformational, something way beyond, of course, a mere intellectual exercise. My wish is that at this moment, your awareness is lovingly filled with life's immense power, that you're personally identifying with that awesome power, and that you and this mystical thing that we call power are literally cuddled together in the gorgeous embrace of intimate oneness. As we draw our special time together in this talk to a warm close, let's just take a moment, and if you will, let's be power together. After spending this time merging into everything that life is, after letting go and allowing life to lift our own awareness to the heights of its waiting power, after experiencing such total oneness with the astounding power of the universe, let's lock this moment into our collective shared consciousness. Let's open our embrace to include everyone who's listening to these words right now. And let's sit in the shared power of life together and celebrate the power of existence together and live together in the majestic awe of life's majestic power. And then, if it feels right, let's open ourselves to include every human being in that, and every life form, every animal, every fish, every bird, every facet of life on this earth and way, way, way beyond. Thank you so much for this amazing and sacred time together. In closing, I've actually composed a prayer for you. I'd like to call it your power prayer. Here it is. May the power of life always be on the front burner of your consciousness. May its charm and allure always magnetize your energy. May its mystery and awe always speak to your sense of wonder. May its power to create always be felt in your heart. May its capacity to transform always be available to your depths. May its gift of inviting us all into its magical realms always live in your knowing. May its simple truth always find a warm place in your soul. May your body always enjoy power's life-creating gifts. May you, in the big, utterly big aspect of yourself, always taste power's sweet nourishment. May power, in all its splendor and magnitude, find its home always in you. And may you always find power under your nose, before your eyes, and in your heart. Thank you so very, very much. What a totally, totally sweet time I've had with you. I've just been filled with your power, your beauty, and your wonder. And the sacredness of these past moments together has just filled me enormously.